It is Monday, June 11th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, hosting American Encounters, Thomas Cole and the Narrative Landscape through August 13th. The exhibit features six paintings of distinctive style, influences, and impact on other American artists. The exhibition is part of a multi-year collaboration with Crystal Bridges, the Louvre, and others. More information is available online at crystalbridges.org.
The 2012 KUAF Fulbright Chamber Music Festival continues this week with the Flute Sonata by Prokofiev and the First Piano Sonata in B Major by Brahms. These pieces and more performed by the University of Arkansas Music Department faculty and guest artists Thursday night at 7:30 at the Stella Boyle Smith Fine Arts Concert Hall. Admission is free. Information available at fulbrightsummermusic.uark.edu.
In just a few minutes on Ozarks, working to euthanize fewer animals in Washington County. An effort to initiate a no-kill approach to strays is gaining momentum. And an Arkansas native assumes the leadership role at Human Rights Campaign. A conversation with Chad Griffin is ahead.
First, high school graduation rates in Arkansas are holding steady. That's despite a national increase of 7%. A report by Education Week says Arkansas's graduation rates have gone up by just 0.1% between 1999 and 2009. 42 states in the District of Columbia fared better during that same time. There was some encouraging news in the report. The study ranked Arkansas fifth in the country in education policies and performance. Governor Mike Beebe says that latter ranking is a sign of improvement in terms of the state's progress and reputation.
After months of dipping into emergency funds to prevent furloughs, Governor Beebe says state trial court assistants may face layoffs. The governor told reporters that cities and counties are not doing enough to collect fees and court costs that are the dedicated revenue that pay for Arkansas's 120 trial court assistants. In January, the governor said he was encouraging the courts to do better at collecting the fees after releasing money from emergency funds for the third time to keep their salaries afloat.
Did better in a couple of months, but those were months that normally they would do better in. Typically, months that they would have higher receipts. So, it's still kind of tenuous. It's still up in the air as to whether or not their collections are going to be able to improve to the point that they're not going to have to take some furloughs.
The governor says while trial court assistants are state employees, he doesn't support their salaries coming from general revenue. He says that would take money from schools, Medicaid, and prisons.
Warmer than usual winter temperatures in Arkansas could mean one of the earliest cotton harvests in the state's history. The mild winter allowed farmers to plant their crops early, and officials with the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture say that early planting season means farmers could save money on expenses such as pesticides and irrigation. Tom Barber with the Division of Agriculture says 2012 is one of the earliest, if not the earliest, seasons he's ever seen.
Now, we won't start planting cotton, say, till the last week of April, first week of May. I've never seen any planted in March. We planted some in March. Usually by the 4th of July, we expect our cotton to bloom, and we should see some blooms on our cotton next week in some selected areas, and for sure the week after that. So that is very early.
Tom Barber says the price of cotton is about half of what it was last year, but an early growing season can increase the amount of cotton produced by plants, which could help make up the difference.
The cost of the average gallon of gasoline in Arkansas is nearly a quarter cheaper than it was a month ago. The website GasBuddy.com tracks prices and says the average gallon of gas in Arkansas yesterday was $3.21, more than 24 cents cheaper than just a month earlier. Arkansas's prices for gas remain under the national average of $3.56. With the July 6th deadline approaching, supporters of an ethics reform initiative are trying to collect enough signatures to place the item on the November ballot. Beth McAvoy from our partner station KUAR has more.
More supporters of the proposed Campaign Finance and Lobbying Reform Act of 2012 have been canvassing the streets trying to collect the more than 62,000 ballot signatures of registered voters needed. With less than 3 weeks remaining, the initiative that forbids legislators from accepting gifts from lobbyists is still well below the signature goal required to make the ballot in the November general election. Governor Mike Beebe says he will support the initiative if it becomes a ballot item.
The two-year moratorium on legislators being able to be lobbyists, I think it's very important. People have been talking for a long time that that there need to be a moratorium, and then that 1 year was not sufficient. I think that's really important. But the whole idea of trying to improve the people's confidence in the integrity of the system, I think, is the main message.
The citizen-led initiative also would ban corporate and union contributions to state political campaigns. For FM 89 News, I'm Beth McAvoy. I'm Beth McAvoy in Little Rock. I'm Beth McAvoy in Hot Springs.
The Arkansas Razorback baseball team will play at least one more game this season. Yesterday, the Razorbacks used a ninth-inning rally to beat Baylor 5-4 to even the best-of-three Super Regional at one game apiece. Arkansas and Baylor scheduled to play tonight at 6, the winner advancing to the College World Series in Omaha. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals are in a tie for first place in the Texas League North. After losing to Tulsa yesterday in Tulsa, the two teams play again tonight.
The University of Arkansas men's track and field squad is finishing the season ranked 8th. The men finished the season at the NCAA championships this weekend in Des Moines. The women's team finished in a tie for 24th.